Do you know what the letters MSRP mean? We usually hear it fast at the end of the commercials, but Rorik Honda takes them seriously, and since it means manufacturer's suggested retail price.
And that means that they do not increase car prices to make a fast buck during a time of inflation. Instead, they sell cars and build relationships. Visit RorikHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. And now we start the Jagoff podcast, not from Porch Tour Number 3, but it is Porch Tour Number 3, and we'll explain more, but we're at Steel City Media.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Antonio Holmes.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
It's John and Rachel, the Jagoff Podcast. If you're listening for the very first time, we would appreciate that you go somewhere like iTunes or somewhere and make a comment, say something nice,
yes,
or keep
totally
it to
nice.
Yourself,
yeah.
And then give us a little rating, and we would ask that you subscribe so you don't miss it every Tuesday.
Yep. This is where we tell you about our blog post. So the way it works, the way we roll, is that every Tuesday the podcast comes out, which means Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday need to have something going on Jagoff style. We are true... We're testaments of the fact that it's a term of endearment, right? Except on blog days, because we have to point out the stupidity of Pittsburghers Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. John does it best because they're typically drivers, typically parkers, and this is what drives John crazy. It's
well,
a true story.
You know, my big one this week was, listen, the turnpike. You know, everybody complains about the turnpike, but they raised the tolls again for like the 90th year in a row. And, you know, when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the mall, they say, pardon our mess, and everything's 10% off.
Yeah.
Oh. On the turnpike, they're just tearing it up the entire time.
And then they hike.
But they hike the price.
That's
should be like, pardon our mess, you could go through for free today. But
and I'm going to blow your cover and tell you this. What is even funnier about that blog post is that you had written it years ago during another hike.
Right.
And you literally just had to update it because,
it's
happened again. So
yeah.
There you go. That's who and the
then,
was for
And
you.
Then, you know, sometimes our families are not, they're not protected from being mentioned
not
on
sometimes,
the blog.
Not sometimes, ever.
Right?
This is how I punish my kids.
This is, yeah. So I hate it when, you know, there's a countertop here and there's a garbage can right here. The garbage can is full. It's pushing out. It's full of everything. And someone takes and puts the garbage right here versus down there. Just like the dishwasher. You know, you put the dirty bowl here, the dishwasher down here. The bottom line is empty the garbage, you jagoffs. Like, stop trying to push it all down and compact it. Just
I used
take
to tell
turn.
My boys, like, this is your job. Your sister should not have to do that. And now they go, I don't know, Mom. You say everybody's equal and girls can do what boys do. So tell her to pull the garbage can off. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but basically that's where we are in my house. And finally, we did celebrating. Oh, as I didn't have my readers, celebrating International Beer Day.
Yeah, because John Craig Media and Fifth Influence, they're the ones who shot our little intro video coming here and taking over the radio station. And they shot us a little beer commercial. And because we have the Jagoff beer at North Country,
it's international.
North Country Brewing. And it now goes all the way out to
they
Harrisburg.
They drink it in Neville Island.
And we know it's a Champs up in Penn State. We know it's up in Erie. And we know you can get a little bit of it over in Ohio, just over the board.
Yeah, it was cool to go into Champs when I took Roman to school and go over and see our beer there.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
So anyways, so we had a little beer commercial. But the cool thing is the tap handles are coming out and there's swag. There's glasses now. So that means the beer is doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. So this is our porch tour, number 3. This is our fifth, sixth year. Did you say sixth?
It's the sixth year, but it's the fifth year that we're really
kind
of putting it
of
into motion.
Doing the porch tour, which is when we collect items for Zachary's Mission. And these are items such as shampoo and toothpaste because Zachary's Mission provides Zach Packs in honor of Zachary, who passed away before leaving the hospitals. But his parents were there, Rob and Patricia. They were there every day, every night, and they were getting the toothpaste from the hospital. They were getting the shampoo from the hospital. And they wanted to journal. And what they learned from their experience was they could help others by collecting higher end items. And
not
nowadays,
even
better, you know,
yeah.
better
I mean,
than
the hospital provides
hospital
great
shampoo.
Things. Yeah, but if you're not expecting to stay there longer than those few days that the hospital's providing, you want a little bit more comfort of home.
So yeah, and one of the things they do is provide notepads, gas cards, and everything. So they're a true and blue Pittsburgh nonprofit where they're taking, they kind of put their arms around others when they're here for unfortunate circumstances. So the Porch Tour is sponsored by People's Natural Gas. So you'll see that people are in our Call Before You Dig 811 green room, which is really probably the swankiest green room we've had yet on the Porch Tour.
Yeah, there's a couch.
Yeah.
We don't usually take the couch with us.
And games and all that kind of stuff. But the Porch Tour, if you win the Porch Tour, you not only get us and our guests to come, but you also get Millie's Ice Cream cards. You get Robinson Mall gift cards, Mary Mac Bakehouse stuff. You get, what else?
Leo Carius Oil.
Oh, yeah, Leo Carius Oil.
Pierogies. John is eating today's
Ernie Ritchie's sausage.
Pierogies from the
bread.
Ugly Dumpling.
You get North Country Brewing beer.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing you don't get, and this is the first porch it's ever been on, but it should be the new sponsor, would be Borden's Dutch Chocolate Milk.
Wow. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks to Monica. Monica said she's going to supply one for every podcast.
But kudos to all of our local supporters who donate their items for the porch host to do. So since we're not at a porch, we think that if you want to send something on behalf of Zachary's mission, we can provide our P.O. box, or we could give our Venmo so that people can send that as well. And we'll make sure that you're listed and noted. And then we're going to pull some of those prizes. So you may win a $50 gift card to the Mall at Robinson or a Millie's gift card for $25. Do you know how much ice cream you can get for $25? There's a lot of good stuff that we have. So by all means, it's literally at Your Jagoff Podcast for our Venmo. If you want to send anything on behalf of Zachary's mission, we will see to it that Zachary's mission gets all of the proceeds and we will get prizes out to you.
The cool thing is when you do the math, what's the price of a toothpaste or a shampoo bottle?
Astronomical.
If you give $25, you can see, do the math and see how many toothpaste tubes you can
get for $25. But I was going to segue to Gretchen McKay's story about inflation and how smart it was to do that because it's so hard to have to feed a family of four. So anyway, we won't get onto that.
All right.
We bringing up a guest?
Yeah, I said we bring up a guest here.
We don't have a porch tour owner.
So, this is where you'll hear music, and we bring up our first guest, who is?
Bring on Leslie Bonsi, our quarterly guest who comes on. And this is what I say every time, and she cracks me up because she's been doing this for over 2 years now. Come on in, Leslie. But every time she comes on, I get more nervous. I wear black because it's more slimming, and then I make sure she knows that I'm using oat milk in my coffee, and then she goes, oh, no. You know, I'm joking because she is not judgy at all. She actually helps you to think more clearly about how you can eat more healthy. And
I just eat a hot sausage and carbs.
Leslie, I'm in a better way right now.
And Leslie, we did put this anti-Leslie monument up here because Monica, since we're at the station, if you're listening to the podcast, has this little cafeterium kind of playroom area. And there's a pretzel machine and a daiquiri machine, margarita machine? And Monica went over and since there were no pretzels in the pretzel machine, Monica hung a Mancini's bun in
there. Why not?
So it's super
Monica,
cool.
Monica, do we know he called it a playroom? I just want to point out that John called this a playroom.
What else would it be?
I guess. Yeah, it's an adult playroom. Leslie, why are you holding a Mancini's bun? I'm scared.
Okay. You know, because these foods and people just say, oh my God, I should not eat them. It's a carb. All right, so carb is not short for carburetor. We're talking about carbohydrate, right? And so people look at this hashtag, don't dread the bread. Just stop it already. All of this nonsense. These are really good foods for you.
Right? Whew, you know we work
buns
with Mancini's.
Buns out or not, buns out, you know, there we go. The whole thing. Really, I am so tired of it. Yeah. All the way around of people taking these things out of their diet. Oh my God, I'm carb phobic. I'm carb addicted. No, you're not. You're not lying in a gutter with a bagel and a brown paper bag. You're not doing that kind of stuff. Stop.
I love her.
Stop and stop.
Leslie, you're so smart, but you're also so practical.
I think that's sassy.
Yeah.
Not smart, but it's okay. Yeah.
You are sassy.
But I mean, let's give credit to where is due in that you are the dietitian for the Kansas City Chiefs. So like, you're not just some lady who comes on the Jagoff podcast. You have some serious credentials, but you make time for us. So I love the fact that there is no shaming. And we talked a little bit about last week on the radio show about just blender water drinks in trying to get the... Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Or do you have something else on the agenda?
Oh, we could talk about anything. But so, yeah. So let's talk about, you know, score with your pour, right? So in the blender. Now, one of the things that I find is really true with my athletes. Is, oh, you know, oh, I'm supposed to eat fruits and vegetables. They don't have enough time in the day. That's a lot of chewing to go on. So you can take those foods and put them in a blender and drink it down. And so there is a fluid. And then you're actually getting the produce along with it. You know, it doesn't have to be the size of your head or helmet, but nonetheless, it's a really easy thing to do. I think it's easy for families to do that. It's easy for athletes to do that. Works.
And I love the fact that you say so very, like, commonly, oh, athletes are regular people, because I think we do that a lot too, right? We look at stars, athletes, people who are in the news, newsmakers all the time, and we go, I want to look like that. What do they do? And then I think they're pressured to come up with some, like, aha thing, when in reality, it's common, right?
Everybody needs to eat, right? So we're trying to level the playing field that way. Everybody needs to eat. The real or the surreal, it doesn't matter. But, you know, people say, I want to be the ideal. I want to look a certain way. I want to have a six pack. I want to do this. I want to have a 12-pack, you go buy one, you don't look like one, or you right. paint it on. So, and even and the problem I find with my athletes that want to do that, they're so focused on their physique that can actually impair performance. I've seen it too many times.
Oh, really?
Let me cut out the carbs. Oh, I'm too tired to run up and down the field. You think?
I get that.
Smack. So, you know, I mean, this is the problem, is everything has to be, and luckily I can run faster than some of them.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the way before you get tackled. It's like, why is she out here again being the wicked witch? But, I mean, this is it. And then it becomes so, it's not sustainable, right? And that's what eating's supposed to be.
Yep.
Sustainable. And most of us don't have the income. We don't have the salary that some of those athletes do. So we have to do it in a way that makes sense for us. Carbohydrates are not expensive food. So we're talking about affordable too. Mm-hmm. Needs to be there.
That is so true. And as you heard me jokingly segue, but in seriousness, I don't know if you saw it, but Gretchen McKay from the Post-Gazette wrote an article this week about inflation and how, what do you do? Because Gretchen is very, most mothers, I think we think we're conscious of what their intake is in our own, right? But you're right. It is becoming so difficult to say, I have X amount of money. What am I buying? So she went to Aldi, came in under budget, under $200. Mm-hmm. Give us a couple of suggestions on what, and I'm not asking you to like give a full, you know, itinerary, but what are a couple of suggestions that you go, that's cheaper? Like, I get that produce is on the rise. What other things can we be consuming?
But even there, it's because we tend to demonize
and
villainize it's certain foods within categories, right? So if you're going to buy fruit and vegetables right now, unless you're buying things that are grown in season, everything else is going to be a fortune now because they're not in season. But can you buy corn that is frozen? Yes. Can you buy tomatoes that are canned? Yes. Are you still getting the nutritional value? Absolutely, right? So that's number one. Number two, and we've heard ridiculous things that even dietitians have said, is shop the perimeter of a store. What does that mean? You're walking around outside? What does that mean?
No. Walking in circles.
Up and down the aisles, because those are the foods that are shelf stable and less expensive.
Right.
So you can find beans. Less expensive, you can find canned meats. Less expensive, you can find cereals and breads. And then it's kind of like, does it have to be a name brand? No. Are they all the same on the inside? Yes. So don't worry so much about the name brand. Buy what is in your price point and don't buy more than you need. Oh, the Cheetos were on sale. Yeah. So let's buy 10,000 pounds. Right. I don't think so. Ultimately, they will spoil. So, you know, it's that kind of a thing. And that means also do inventory in your home before you go to the grocery store. Look at what you already have and what do you use?
Yeah.
It's not a bargain if it's going to sit there or you're going to throw it away.
Right.
I have three bottles of soy sauce in my apartment just because of that, because I keep forgetting when I go out to get it. So, Leslie.
I'm not kidding. I texted my family yesterday and said, do we have soy sauce for this recipe? And they were like, no. I should have asked you.
Yeah, you should get Johnny soy sauce. And so we just got done with everybody trying to slim down because it's, you know, bathing suit season. And now we're coming
into
that.
Not.
Now someone else has an excuse. Well, I have to slim down because Christmas is coming up, whatever. The whole idea is to just level this out, right? Stop panic. Stop having these spikes and panics. Is that right?
Yeah. Panic doesn't help. And making yourself feel bad doesn't help. And at the end of the day, we have to eat. We're human beings. I mean, this is what we do. And when people are starved, they're going to overconsume at some point in time, or they're going to seriously shortchange their body. So enough of that. I think changing the goals overall, but changing eating environment rather than say this food is good or bad. How do you eat it? I eat it when I'm an octopus in the kitchen because I'm standing there and grabbing from everything and I only have two arms, but amazingly that still happens. So, you know, sit your behind in a chair when you're you're eating. Use a utensil when you're eating. Take the time. We don't have to speed eat. It's not necessary to do that. And also, everybody probably has foods that they find tempting, right? We all do.
Sure.
So if you say, okay, I'll just have willpower. No, you won't, because it doesn't exist. Don't have those foods around. If you really want the ice cream, take yourself to an ice cream parlor. Have a scoop of ice cream, because they're not going to give you a gallon unless you're going to pay for that. You get it. Right. You enjoy it. End of the conversation.
And now, upon that conversation, though, do you then lessen what else you're eating that day? So, like, I found myself doing that. I'm just going to have one scoop of on a sugar cone, just enough to kind of say, okay, it's not the greatest thing, but I'm going to have it, instead of four scoops. But then what? Do you kind of sacrifice other things, or do you say, okay, chalk it up and exercise more?
Well, so first of all, I wouldn't say it's not the greatest thing, because you wanted it. So it is the greatest thing at that moment. Sure. It's like, wow, that really tasted good.
Right.
But it's kind of this idea of swap out and swap for. So for instance, ice cream on a cone is going to be a carbohydrate, because it is, as is the rice, pasta, potato, quinoa, sure, tortilla, whatever else it is on the plate. You know, I'd really rather have the ice cream, although that sounds like a strange combo with the chicken salad, but who cares? Because maybe you didn't want the crackers with the chicken salad. Do that.
Yeah.
And then check that box off. Okay, did it for the day, and enjoy it. Instead of, right, the, oh, well, I really want ice cream, but you know, Or the people do that with the TikTok with the healthy Coke. Oh, I really wanted a Coke. No, let me take balsamic vinegar and soda water and drink it. How the hell do we think that's going to work? A vomit material is what that is. So no is, you know, if you put it into the day, you're not going to be excessive.
This is why I quoted her twice in different articles about how she's my favorite guest of all time. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, Leslie, you talked about athletes earlier, and is it 50-50 how you eat plus physical
activity,
or does one slant to the other?
If you're trying to make changes to the way your body looks,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, a lot of people will say, well, it doesn't really matter what you're eating as long as you exercise. So let's put that in perspective. I've taken up rowing. This is my new thing, and I love
it. The thing.
So I've been doing this the past year, and you know, you kind of look at the machine and look what the calorie burn is, and I follow all these people on Facebook and say, oh, I've only burned 150 calories. Yeah, that's right, because that's what you do. So if you're just burning 150 calories in the day, you know, that doesn't undo eating a scone the size of your head. So exercise is important, but not for that reason. Exercise is important to support healthy heart. It's important because it helps with the muscle, and it helped with bone health. It's not a big calorie burner. It isn't. I mean, even if somebody runs a marathon, it's 2,600 calories. You'd be able to undo that in a pepperoni pizza pretty easily. So you do have
That's
to make
point.
Changes to the other side of the equation, but not, oh, I'm eating minimally and now I'm too tired to exercise. That defeats the purpose.
We could go from this subject to this subject to this subject. Saffron and Sass is happening. We took a little respite for vacay last month, but you're coming back.
And
with
this
what's
is
on our
not
plus.
A pitch
a
to
idea.
Watch our YouTube channel, but I will tell you that you can find the previous episodes of Saffron and Sass, and
right.
the one that's the iconic in my mind is when they gave the liquid recipe for using beets. And you
we
know,
just
beets,
talked about this on the radio, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me tell you that the beet recipe that they gave for a smoothie is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. No, yeah. You're right.
It's filling and it's refreshing as well. Yeah. Just drink it cold, though. And then it's a pain in the butt to clean your smoothie.
Well, and, all kidding aside, but if you do go see the episodes live there and you can see the different recipes they recommend, and then we have them on our T-Check column.
They're easy. If I could do them, they're easy. And they don't require a lot of shopping either.
That's a good
wealth
point.
Wealth on the shelf. That's what we want.
Oh, my God. Leslie, where does everybody find you, follow you, all that good stuff? And then we have a question of the day.
I'm not giving my home address. But,
don't do it.
Yeah. No, so my website is activeatingadvice.com. Instagram, I am Bonsi LJ. Facebook and Twitter, it's at Leslie Bonsi.
And again, you can find her on Yajagoff on Q every other Monday and on our G-Check columns and with Saffron and Sass. Seriously, Saffron and Sass on our YouTube channel. We just
and you kind of have to guess who the sass is, but I think we know
it's
who
not
that
Jen
is.
Saffron.
I was just laughing because I just looked at the question of the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Paige is very good at this. I will say she's mastered the question of the day. Leslie, if you could be a fly on the wall, who would you want to listen in on?
Oh my God.
You know, all right, can you I don't have any kind of little out there right now? You know, I would say who would I want to listen to right now? Probably the congressional hearings.
That's a good one.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be a fly on the wall. I'd be in there with my swatter.
I'm glad you said it. You would not be. Listen, Listen, John always says I could not work for the CIA. Neither could you, sister. And I don't care. I wouldn't want to, but that would be kind of cool. Leslie Ponzi, thank you so much. Everybody follow her. She's the most amazing dietitian, person, and helper. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we hear some music from Mike Swindell.
No relation to Cole, but we're going to pretend he is.
Got my own style.
So we could make all the puns possible that we're inside because of Ron, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to do it.
Right.
Because funnier yet, Ron, we had Ray Petlin at the last one.
Okay.
And ironically, he was at, so let me back up.
Uh-huh.
The person who won the Porch Tour for Porch Tour number 2 applied from 4 years ago.
Okay.
I recognized the name after she was chosen. I said, I think we were there. She said, you were. Turns out Ray Petlin was there too.
Oh, that's funny.
And it poured that day. So it was his redemption time. Uh-huh. He comes back and it was 99 degrees. I am not a huge sweater.
Right,
but let
me
tell you, I was sitting there like this. Like they felt bad for me because it was like dripping and we were in the sun.
Right.
So now it's like this joke with us that the weathermen who come on, it's just never working out. Here we are in Q92.9 studios, but it's not raining right now. So
bring it all you want. Wordle in 2 today, so I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Ron,
how about that?
Ron, everybody talks about when they go to a party, they say, let's talk about the weather.
No.
But what do you like to talk about? What would if
not.
Someone approached you, what would you like to talk
anything
about?
Anything but the weather.
Yeah.
You know what?
And sports.
Right. I find people interesting.
Yeah.
So let's talk about their lives.
Yeah.
Isn't it the truth?
Yeah.
Here's what I have to say, and I'm not even going to go from any of my notes. We had you on at the burger event in the waterfront, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you first came to Pittsburgh in 2016.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I realized that you've been here now that long.
Yeah. I just passed 7 years officially.
Wow.
And that's kind of like,
amazing.
Not to make fun of it at all, but isn't that kind of, that's a long time in TV/radio land, right?
I mean, not really,
but
here
not
in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Right.
Not Pittsburgh,
here in Pittsburgh.
People seem to stay.
And that was honestly one of the reasons, the main reason that I came here. I never thought that I would be in the Northeast. Always during school when we were doing snow, preparing for snow, or doing classes about snow, I was like, I'm never going to be doing that. But who knew? You know, you got a week to put a forecast together then, and now I'm doing it each and every day. So, but yeah, no, you know, I think that Pittsburgh is a very special place, and it doesn't matter. All of the stations, folks stay here. The stations take care of us. People take care of us, and we love the communities that are here. So this is a place that I think a lot of folks come to when they plan that this is their home. That's how.
But I think I just loved seeing. I was remembering that was one of my first podcasts as well as a co-host, and you coming on. I was like, oh, I wonder what this guy's like.
I could not tell at all.
Yeah. Thanks, Ron. but nonetheless, like watching and honestly becoming friends with you and seeing how you have embraced Pittsburgh, I love it, and I love the fact, you know, we're partial. PTL is so dear and good to us, and we can't thank you enough for that. But watching what PTL has become,
oh my gosh,
with you being one of those talents as to why. Kudos to you for not only being a non-Pittsburgh person and coming into our city isn't easy all the time, you know, and being accepted as a Pittsburgh person and really bringing so much talent.
You know, and I'll say, and this might sound weird, but you know, when it comes to Pittsburgh Today Live, oftentimes, like, I'm so thankful to be a part of that because I see the magic that David and Heather and all the correspondents are bringing each and every day. And they do so much work on that show. Literally, I just show up.
I don't buy it. No, you're a good person. It takes a special person to make that all happen.
And it is. And there is a army of folks that really does a lot. And, you know, I sit there and, you know, there are times when if I see something, you know, you see something, you say something, you know. But, man, the work that goes in, I'm just so blessed to be just even part of that in any little way, to see the magic that they do. Even this last week, they had an episode where we brought the beat.
We watched it. Yeah. That was fantastic. And we're not just saying this. They know Heather and David are on our radio show every Monday, which is amazing to us that they take the time. But they were obviously telling us to look forward to that. So we DVR it. And if we're not watching it, it was amazing.
Yeah. No,
it had to be fun, right?
It was a lot of fun seeing it behind the scenes. And if I hadn't been able to go up. First off, we had storms that day, so it was very nice. And one of the great things with the team, the weather team that we have, Mary Hours came in early in order to man the studio, man the weather center, to watch radar while I was outside. Aww. So that wouldn't have been possible if she hadn't come in a little bit early. So, you know, we always are doing little things like that. But then to get outside and to see the behind the scenes and how fast everything was coming together and how quickly it was, you know, and you look at it and it's, you know, I told some of the behind the scenes folks afterwards, I said, this would have been amazing for the network to pull off, yes. You know, and I said, if they had done this on the network level, everyone would have stood up and clapped for them.
Yes. No doubt.
And we
sure.
did this here. I was like, you guys, really kudos to everyone that took part and had a hand in that, because really, you
people
know,
don't people
don't realize all of the little things that had to go correct in order for that show to look as amazing
yeah.
as it did.
And they pulled it off. To be so streamlined, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ron, what kind of a gem is PTL? We don't get out much. We're from Pittsburgh. We've lived here all of our lives. But is there, you know, is there a Good Morning Toledo, Good Morning Hoboken kind of show? Or is PTL, you know, is it a gem that we don't,
like
we
compared,
don't really
yeah.
even appreciate?
No, yeah. I don't think if you go to other markets and who knows how long we'll be able to keep PTL going.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like it's that you know, you have to, once you create the beast, you got to keep feeding the
yes.
beast, and you have yeah. a higher expectation each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've done here, you know, and they are having to hit it out of the ballpark. And the great thing is that Pittsburgh has the culture, we have the history yeah. to support something like mm-hmm. that. I mean, even if you go to New York City or Boston, I think you would be hard-pressed to find a show that brings it as much as PTL does
and,
each and every day.
And not yeah. to talk poorly about the other stations, but have you made the barrier to entry so high because nobody else has come up with something to kind of go against it, I guess, you know, to be something similar. Live programming is expensive, and so, but the barrier to entry seems so high. If someone would try to start a similar program, it just seems like it. You
it
guys have
work.
Such a track record.
Well,
right?
it would be something different. I think at least it, you don't. I don't think you can just start up with a PTL. And PTL has existed in many
yes.
forms over the years. So, but it's slowly been building up to this, and we've had some great general managers that have come through over the last couple of years, news directors that really saw this vision and said, "This is what PTL could be." So I think that if someone else, another station or anything, I think what you would see is it would be more of a grassroots effort, something mm-hmm. kind of like what you guys started
uh-huh.
with your Jagoff, you know, mm-hmm. where you start off with just an idea and then it continues to grow and it continues to grow. I mean, you guys now are all corporate. I mean, look at this place.
This is Rachel's kitchen, by the
right,
way. We're
right.
just saying.
I didn't want anyone to know.
Right. In another year, you'll be on the stock market. You know, I mean, it's just like keeps going up. So,
you're so cute.
Right. So I think that that's what you have to
see,
is that you have to have something that slowly grows over
yeah.
time. You know, and the thing is, if you started this on a corporate level and you just started it without any type of identity beforehand, they're probably going to miss the boat. So you need that heart.
Yeah.
You need that something special. And I think that's what both Heather and David bring to PTL.
All of
so
you.
It is
quit saying just them, because it is
right.
all of you. You're
right.
all
well, it is.
So
right. yeah.
you're talented, but I'm like, Leslie's nodding her head. You make people feel like they matter. And sometimes, you know, to markets like Pittsburgh, our news people are our big celebrities.
Yeah.
And to look at people like you guys and say, if you're in Market Square, you're going to stop and say hello. There's right. never been a time that I've seen you guys snub someone. You're relatable, you're approachable, and that's what matters to Pittsburgh.
You know, I think that each one of us, like, I mean, we know that people know who we are. You know,
sure.
when we go out, they know, you know, they might notice us or something like that. I was joking beforehand, I have a big PTL t-shirt on. There's no way that I'm going anywhere else after talking to you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not walking into like Coons. Right. I'm not going to Coons
yeah.
in this.
Yeah, right.
Like that's not gonna
there
happen.
There is a Coons just down
right.
the road.
Right.
Don't do it. Don't
right.
do it.
Right. You know, and normally I have my book bag with me all the time. It has a change of clothes in it because
yes.
if I'm doing anything with the station, you know, now I do have some smaller, you know, KDK stuff and I'll wear those things. But
sure.
You know, I mean, this is a big, huge billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not like walking into places and like, boom, I'm
yeah.
here or
hey,
anything like that. Right.
It's Ron.
You know,
he asked
right.
if he could borrow some of our people so that
people
they could
going,
go in front of him.
Right.
It's Ron Smiley.
People are like, that's
right.
Andrew Stockey.
Right. Right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right.
It's the better guy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we are, you know, I know myself. And one of the things that I always love about the morning team It's that we all have unique lives. Mm-hmm. David's down playing tennis at wherever, or I'm, or Heather are going to softball or soccer practices and everything else. So, you know, we're out and about. And I guess, I guess, oddly, that's any person that you know is going to be doing that. But that's just our lives. Yep. It's great when people stop us and say hi or anything like that. So,
it is.
You know, I've always joked with Selena. With the name Papiani, that you know, I'm like, man, you could be like, you are way too nice.
She's the nice.
She really is generally
right. And that's
nice.
How the entire team
And Ron,
is.
I'm not wanting to tattle, but Monica is on our next podcast. Right. And her request was Selena Pompiani. She wants to be on with Selena.
All right.
So now she is like a double dip because she got you and her.
Ron, we on the radio show, we play Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
And so I'm loading here that you you have been here 7 years. So let's play Never Have I Ever.
That's a great question.
Oh, gosh.
Never Have I Ever Yet.
All right. Lead off the script.
So you've been 7 years, Never Have I Ever Yet in Pittsburgh. What would that be?
Is there something you haven't done?
So Sheetz gas stations.
Yeah. Sheetz is in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I've never ordered food. I don't understand the whole go to a gas station and order food thing. So if you're from the South, gas station food brings death.
Yeah.
And so, or at the least, several days in the bathroom.
Okay.
So, So, you know, but it's like fine. You know, you go some places, like, they don't let me out of the studio very often.
Right.
But, like, if I'm on a station story and we're going out maybe to Seven Springs or something like that, some of those small towns, the only like fast food restaurant that they have is the gas station that's there. You know, and that was, I'd be like, there's nothing to eat here. And the photographer would be like, there's a Sheetz right there. And I'm like, I can't.
Can't do it.
But it's like, fine. Like, I don't understand. I still don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm joking, but I still don't understand it. Because they have like everything, it seems. Like, I've kind of looked at the menu.
They have chicken, because everything's like with an S-A.
Yeah. Did you say chicken?
Chicken. It's like,
because everything
like
Sheetz goes as
sh.
Oh.
Including the results of your eating there.
Edit.
No, but I will tell you this, that I can't remember. It was a former KDK reporter. I think he's now in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
But he used to flash pictures of being early morning at Sheetz. Sheetz is, as you say, in Pittsburgh. And it would be the chicken.
The schmuffin.
The little bites of chicken.
Oh, the popcorn chicken.
The popcorn chicken.
Okay.
And he and I share like a love for the popcorn chicken and the Polynesian sauce. But it would be like 8 o'clock in the morning. And he would be flashing pictures.
I just don't. I really don't understand.
That's so funny.
I don't understand.
Or hard boiled eggs in like vacuum cup suctioned plastic. Like, look at your face, right? Because I'm like, I want to do something healthy. I don't want to walk in and eat.
Have like healthy things
but
there too,
a,
don't they? Like,
but
I mean, it's
like,
yeah, do yeah.
It's like a fast food restaurant.
It is. Yeah,
like,
no question.
Like, you, mm-hmm. you know.
But our favorite thing is grapes and cheese. Like, we stop.
Ooh, okay.
I look. Oh, see how my eyes went to Leslie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're grapes and cheese. But
she's on good behavior today, Leslie.
She knows. The last two times they've not been good. Remember, I was like, oh, there's like. Anyway, we won't berate them anymore. Ron Smiley, for people who don't know where to find you, where do they find you on social media? Where do they get their PTL fix, all that good stuff?
Where can they see you in a PTL shirt?
You know, online, way too many places. The normals, Facebook, Instagram. I will say my one account that's not officially associated with KDK, so I can do a little bit more fun things.
It's
my TikTok account. I still haven't solved it or figured it out at all. But
go see Heather.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Mary
and Heather. They do. You know. And the amount of things that they do. That's what I got to get up. I got to get my content up on TikTok. But either way it goes, that's the one, you know, the station hasn't taken over our TikTok accounts yet.
Gotcha.
So we could do a little bit more on those. So there will be one day where you'll see, you know, the little official check mark and it's like, oh, they've gone corporate.
That's so funny. You know? But the TikTok stuff is really fun.
I mean, we
have not mastered it either, but it is cool to see. And I love, like, Heather, she messaged me a couple weeks ago and said, the TikTok you did with your daughter, I can't find it. Mm-hmm. And I resent it to her, and her and Mary did it. And I was like, damn, that's so much better than what we do. I'm never doing another one.
Well, and see, and I think that's, you know, one of the things that both of them do such a good job with is that they're on TikTok looking at other content and then they get ideas
from
that.
Sure.
I cannot, it's just too, it's too much information overload for me.
It's a rabbit hole.
Right,
yeah.
And so I can't, even John Shumway is into TikTok. He's like, I was going to bed last night and for 40 minutes got on the TikTok and I'm like, really?
There goes reading.
Right. And then I'm like, what are you tick? Like, what is it? Like, what's his algorithm? What's his TikTok algorithm? Like,
I am following John Shumway.
Right. Yeah. I imagine it's a lot less, you know, booty than it's on my TikTok algorithm.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what is on John Shumway's TikTok algorithm.
That is
so,
a good question. Yeah. That'll be our question of the day next
day. Right. What is on? Oh my gosh.
Ron, so, you are always such a pleasure. We truly enjoy you. You've become a dear friend. Thank you so much for what you've given Pittsburgh.
Thank you,
and thanks for coming on, as always. Question of the day?
Yeah, question of the day, Ron. Are you ready? Well, you heard it because you weren't.
I know.
Thankfully.
Oh, my gosh.
So, if you could be a fly on the wall, who would you listen to? What conversation?
Okay, so I have. I was thinking about this. I kind of cheated.
Good.
Right, yeah.
That's
Leslie's
okay.
was good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, especially I saw in the news today that Pete Davidson broke up with Kim Kardashian. Right. So what about Pete Davidson or Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah.
There has to be all types of crazy and all types of just good stuff. Like, yeah.
Are you a train wreck watcher? Like, I'll tell you why, because John finds it funny that I think I'm intelligent, but I also love like train wrecks. The Kardashians are one of them. And so was, what's the one you can't believe I watched? Snooki.
Jersey Shore.
Watched it like it was my job. Well, like, that's my thing.
Okay, so,
Who cares? Is that how
right.
you feel?
Well, no. I love the stories, but I love it more in a news sense. Like, I never watched the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
I know it's crazy. Mm. I don't think I've ever watched, like, a full episode.
Okay.
It
makes you a smarter person, I promise. I promise it was bad.
At least it makes you feel smarter, because you're like, wow. But I've never watched the Kardashians either.
Oh.
So, I find that the lives,
intriguing.
Especially of the, you know, Pete Davis, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they have, the magnetism,
sure.
we'll say, of Pete Davidson. And you see him yourself and you're like,
yep,
how does that work?
That's
like, how does this guy?
I'll tell you, if we're going to reveal things here, I'll just tell you that the reason they broke up is, well, I'll show you the text messages I've been receiving
her. John and Kim
from
K.
Her.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Pete and I don't talk anymore.
Oh my God. That's a great way to end the segment. Ron, thank you so much for coming on. That was a really good question of the day answer to.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Anytime.
More music.
I can see on the way.
So we are in the studios of Steel City Media, which is Q92.9.
You need to get a sandwich, Jared, please.
It looks amazing.
It's Ernie Ritchie's sausage. Gosh,
yeah.
It's the best. It's the best.
And now that Leslie's giving us bread back, we can go crazy.
Right?
We are going to go crazy.
Don't you feel better now?
I do. I have no guilt.
Isn't that a movie? Leslie gave us bread
back. Groove back.
Leslie got a groove back.
You don't even watch movies. I know
titles, though.
Killing me.
I know titles.
John, I'll let you intro this next guest because you were all up in it and excited that he was, not that I wasn't excited, but he was like, you know who we're bringing on? I was like, wow, how did that come to
right,
be?
Right. So it's funny because I saw this gentleman on the news a lot in representing Pittsburgh. And, you know, we love people who represent Pittsburgh so positively. So Jared just happened to be on LinkedIn and I was a creeper. And I said, I'd love to have you on our podcast. And then he has people. So a people person messaged us and said, hey, we'd love to get Jared on your podcast. So Jared, from Visit Pittsburgh, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's
fantastic to be here. I'm really excited.
Well, I would have loved for you to see how the porch tour goes down, because Monica was at her first porch tour the other week. And not only did we roast, I know you heard Rachel's sweating story, but the fact is the porches are fun because people, first of all, it's cool that people are wrapping their arms around and collecting items for Zachary's mission, but it's just a good party, you know, and the band is in the yard playing and things like that. So a little lower key, but you're an official dude, so we gave you kind of like an official play space here. Did you play the Pac-Man yet? We have the Mancini's bread toasting in the pretzel oven here. I mean, we rolled out some red carpet for you.
You did. We're here in Rachel's kitchen, and I want to compliment Rachel and say how much I admire the fact that you have a margarita machine your counter in your kitchen.
Yes.
As a parent, maybe that's how you get through the weekends.
You you figured me out quickly. That was easy. And the carbs. Carbs and margaritas. That's me.
So, Jared, first of all, CEO, president of Pittsburgh. Visit Pittsburgh, right?
Visit Pittsburgh.
Listen, I don't just deal with weak people on LinkedIn. I go president, CEO, Rach. That's who I creep on.
You're the female creeper. But I have actually a couple. Go ahead.
So originally from Pittsburgh or came here? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, not originally from Pittsburgh. I adopted Pittsburgh, but I, like many people, fell in love with the city. I actually have lived here twice. So I lived here in the early part of this century, moved away for about 12 years, and then moved back in 2019. And, you know, like a lot of people, you get tethered to the city, you fall in love with it. It's got so much character, so much charm. The people are amazing. So I love it. I certainly consider it home.
Okay.
You just downplayed that, though. Why did you leave Pittsburgh and come back? I mean, you were in some impressive places and did some impressive things.
I've been fortunate, for sure. I've worked in tourism development for a long time.
Yes.
More than some of your staff here have been alive. But
even me, right? Even me.
Including you. But no, I worked for Visit Pittsburgh up until 2008. Then I had the opportunity to go overseas. I worked for Dubai Tourism in the UAE. And then I did some strategic work for the Saudi Commission for Tourism, Abu Dhabi Tourism. And then I finished my GCC tour in Bahrain with the Economic Development Board. It was
How
exciting.
Does that even happen? So you were a general sales manager initially, is that right? With Visit Pittsburgh? So was it something that you were kind of like, I don't know, I want to see what else is out there, explore more? Because I'm sure your whole industry has grown tremendously since you started.
Oh, incredibly. Yeah. Absolutely. No, it was a simple situation of effort and luck coming together at the same time. You know, I worked for, as you mentioned, I worked for Visit Pittsburgh representing the city for conventions and trade shows, trying to get more of those types of events to come here to the city. Dubai Tourism was launching a similar division right about the time I was thinking of trying to do something in a larger market, something with more challenges. Our industry, even though the travel industry is massive around the globe, it's actually still relatively small from a network standpoint.
So everybody knows each other?
We know each other, exactly. So one person led to another, and the next thing you know, I was in Dubai.
That's how we got our beer, actually, that story. But so is it, you know, like when you look at Ron and Monica, you know, when they started radio or TV stations, they started small, then they kind of keep increasing their market size. So in someone in the tourism, did they start at like, you know, visitvermilionohio.com and then keep going to bigger markets? But you have to, in order to increase your responsibilities, I guess you kind of have to move around the world, right?
You do, but you know, a lot of people that work in tourism organizations anywhere in the world are typically, even some of the markets that you just talked about, you know, they are typically very much attached to those markets.
Okay.
You know, the people, especially at our organization at Visit Pittsburgh, we've got so much tenure in the organization because these are Pittsburghers who love Pittsburgh. They love promoting the city. They love talking about the city. And you find that in most markets around the country, for sure, but even around the world, where people who are in these organizations, they're there because they're passionate about that market.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, if you want to move up or move to other challenges, you have to look at different opportunities in different places. But most of the time, you're in that organization.
Mm-hmm.
What is it from a Pittsburgh standpoint that obviously having the background helps, right? So it's not like you came in from some market that you have to really figure out Pittsburgh. But what is it that you came back and said, oh, it's grown. I can really, really work with this now.
Well, you know, it was amazing coming back to Pittsburgh after 12 years.
This is a good question because this was exactly what I was.
Thanks, John.
It's interesting how Pittsburgh has, in that time, you know, Pittsburgh, based on my experience before, was one of those cities, both economically and from a societal standpoint, just kind of, you know, grew at gradual increments.
Functioning.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. It was doing great, making progress in certain areas. Other areas, I think people wanted more progress, etc. But when I came back over that time period, the city had just exploded in such a positive way.
Yeah.
From an economic diversification standpoint, so many more types of companies were here. A lot was going on the societal front. You know, in 2019 going into 2020, there was a lot going on in societies across the country, of course. And so there was so much really great positive energy, so much excitement about what the future of Pittsburgh had in store for all of us. It was just electrifying. It was so exciting to come back to see what was going on.
Were you able to see? I know we typically make fun of the fact that Pittsburgh is about 5 to 10 years behind the times. You know, it takes us forever to change. We're so parochial here. But is it almost, did you see that when you were looking from the outside in over in Dubai and such? Or did you come back and you go like, wow, No, you guys are with the times, or maybe you are behind the times, but it's a good thing that you're a slower pace. Any opinion That's like that question. At all?
I don't. It's so hard to put a city like Pittsburgh in a complete bucket like that.
Okay.
You know, when you look at the city, there is so much progress that's being made. There's so many amazing things that are going on. It's hard to say that the city in its entirety was moving at a slower pace or was pacing behind where we think it should be.
Right.
It's so subjective, you know, it's so subjective depending on what your perspective is, what your involvement is in the local community. It's a great place at the end of the day.
And I think part of it, too, as Ron said, as we've had so many different people on, you know, from the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, you know, Visit Pittsburgh is actually one entity. We've not had the opportunity to talk to a representative, which is why we're so happy to have you on. But I also think that we realized very quickly that we're stronger as a collaboration, right? So it's not going to take just you or just, you know, Jeremy Waldrop or just People's Natural Gas. It's everyone saying, hey, wait a minute, how about this?
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're starting to grow more where, oh, so if we all kind of do this together, we're getting somewhere.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. There is...
Good.
I say there's no doubt that nothing happens to a level of success without collaboration.
Right.
So, you know, us working with the PDP, the Allegheny Conference, you know, I was with Rich Fitzgerald earlier this week. We're with the mayor's team constantly. We were with Kevin McMahon at the Trust this week as well. Like, there's so many people who are working passionately on the future of this city that it does take us all. It takes everyone working together, making sure that we're representing Pittsburgh and Pittsburghers to the best of our ability. Because so much can happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
no
so
doubt.
Much can happen.
Just let me say, you're dropping names like you think you know these people, but you're not as good.
I Googled them before
Tell
we came
them.
On.
You're not as good as you think you are because you said Rich Fitzgerald, where Rachel calls him Ace and gets
Ace.
Away with it.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
he looks
sideways. He goes, hey, it's Rachel.
I can't help it because he makes me laugh when he makes
But the do you know, I like what you were talking about. And do we have data on, you know, we consider Steubenville, Wheeling as part of the Visit Pittsburgh because they benefit from what we do here or we benefit from them being so close, right? Do we have data on how far Visit Pittsburgh's reach, you know, helps every like surrounding counties and such?
Sure. So we go beyond Steubenville. We go all the way to the UK and Ireland.
Okay.
You know,
that's where the podcast is next week.
Going live from London. That's awesome.
That's it.
And that's actually how we connected, right? It was over our publicity of the new British Airways route coming back. And so
that's
what had originally started our conversation. But so one of the often misconceptions or maybe just the biggest unknowns is that, especially for people who are from Pittsburgh, they don't realize that Pittsburgh is a tourism destination. They don't realize that people actually come here for vacation. And we always harken back to 2019 levels of travel and tourism because that's the aspiration that we're all building back to. But in that year, we had over 33 million people come into Allegheny County for tourism purposes.
Wow.
Over 33 million people. $6.5 billion was spent by those 33 million people in our local economy, in our hotels, our restaurants, our retail shops, and so forth. It is a massive, massive industry. It employs over 44,000 people just in Allegheny County alone. So it is a massive industry within the overall economy of the county. But with that being said, a lot of people don't necessarily see it. Like you see oil and gas. You can see what's going on there. You see the financial industry because you see the names on the buildings and so forth. But you drive by hotels, you drive by restaurants, you see the amazing things going on in the cultural district. You see the Gateway Clipper going up and down. You go to Kennywood, like all of these things, people don't recognize that there's an industry there. There's an industry that employs a lot of people.
Or how do we support that more? You know, I think that, I think for, you know, we always joke that we can speak for Pittsburgh because we've been here, right? I've been here 46 years. I can say what their downfall, what our downfalls are because I'm part of that.
Right.
And I think what I look at is, you know, as we jokingly said to Ron Smiley, like, you know, never have I ever in Pittsburgh. I have never been to the
Blockhouse
Fort Pitt Museum.
Oh, right.
Why have I not been there? And I keep thinking maybe I was on a field trip and don't remember because I was a kid and didn't think about it. But there are so many times that we go, I'll get to it. You know, we're so lucky to live among the Carnegie Museum of, you know, and we don't go because we think, well, it's here. But the more you support it, the more that's enhancing that industry.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. If you haven't been, I'm assuming you've been to the Warhol Museum.
Of course. Yeah.
Largest museum in North America dedicated to a single artist. Yeah. Andy Warhol is a global icon. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, right?
Right.
And, you know, he's kind of at the top of the pyramid when it comes to well-known artists and so forth.
Sure.
You know, from a cultural standpoint, people come here because they want to see the Warhol. But you're right. There are so many other things that you can do here that people just don't think about.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, and I remember we did some work with Visit Pittsburgh years ago, and there was some number that they quoted that Pittsburgh is something about a 6 or 8 hour drive from 75% of the America's population or something
right.
like that. That was, they used to say, so that's the cool part is that when you have your event here, that you can basically have people drive, you know, it's great to fly, but there is so much of the population.
Oh, he wants you to fly.
Which
I was going to say, are you going to go into
6 hour driving? But yeah, so let's get to why we did connect. So British Airways, talk about how you're involved in that and what
it's
that
amazing.
Does to our economy. You know,
sure.
it's a status symbol. It's kind of like cachet, I guess, you know, like, oh yeah, we have that. But in the meantime, it means business and money coming in and out.
It does. It does. It's if you look at it from a Pittsburgh perspective or even a regional perspective, it connects all of us to the entire world through one stop.
Great.
You know, you can fly from Pittsburgh into London Heathrow, and then the network that British Airways has around the world, you can get pretty much anywhere just by one stop. So that's huge for us as residents. The other opportunity is that it gets people from the UK, Ireland, and other parts of Europe on a plane coming into this region and starting a vacation or ending a vacation, which happens a lot. People come to Pittsburgh, they'll spend 2 or 3 days here, they'll go up to Laurel Highlands, check out Falling Water, which of course is another globally recognized UNESCO World Heritage Site. They'll spend a few days here, they'll go up to the Great Lakes, they'll drive over to Chicago, or they'll go up to Niagara Falls, they'll come back. There's such a regional pull for people to come in and really experience everything that's on offer here. A lot of people want to come and they've been to New York a lot of times, they've been to Florida, but then all of a sudden they still want another taste of Americana. Where else would you want to go than Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I mean, we have it all.
Right.
We've got food, we've got beer, we've got distilleries, we've got art, we've got culture, we've got sports. It goes on. Like, people are so excited about coming to Pittsburgh.
How long was that conversation? What was that conversation like before it came to fruition? Because I'm sure it wasn't like a, hey, let's do this and next week it's here.
With British Airways?
Yes.
Well, we're going to give credit to Pittsburgh International Airport. Christina mm-hmm. Kasotis and her team
amazing,
have done
right?
a fantastic
sure.
job.
We need her on this podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
for sure. Everything that they're doing at the airport is truly remarkable. Mm-hmm. Beyond just making sure we're continually expanding our routes, our air routes, both domestically and internationally, but also everything they're doing with the airport modernization program.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have one of the most advanced modern airports anywhere in the country in just a couple of years, or 3 years, I suppose. So it's really exciting, everything that they've done there, what they're doing with Neighborhood 91, with converting the power generation for the airport to be natural gas and
what's
electric.
The Neighborhood 91?
So Neighborhood 91 is an advanced manufacturing site right there at the airport, which ties into their expanded cargo facilities. So what they're doing is they're working with companies who are working in advanced manufacturing, having items manufactured right there on the airport property because they've got lots of acreage out there. So they very wisely use that space to say, look, you can manufacture products right here, plug into our massive logistical hub, which they're continuing to expand, and you can get your products anywhere in the world very easily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
It seems so simple, right? But yeah.
But it takes a lot of doing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it's phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Are we signing, meaning the Western Pennsylvania, are we signing you to a long-term contract?
Yeah, how long are you here?
Where, you know, like, you know, because
10 years,
I don't think we need
years?
To, we can't possibly lose you again. So.
Oh, that's very kind. That's very kind. Yeah, no, I'm here for a while. I actually just bought a home. I closed 2 weeks ago in downtown.
Congratulations.
So I'm very excited. Yeah,
downtown. John's jealous.
I'm a downtowner.
You're You're a Don Tonner.
I'm close. I'm in Brighton Heights. I'm close.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love being able to walk to everything.
Yes.
You know, I walked out, got my coffee this morning, jumped in the car, and came up here to see you all. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love it as well. And as a matter of fact, we did a walking tour of Brookline the other week, and I'm like, wow, how do I not know?
Every community we go into, we're like, this is where we're going to come.
And I go, Brookline is the gem.
My husband keeps joking, you know, once our children are all out, my husband says, well, you know, I think we'll move a little bit more north, get some more acres. And I was like, well, I'll be in East Liberty. So we'll see what that works like. He's like, I'm not coming with
you. It's a long distance relationship.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the secret to these relationships are sometimes.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Jared, thank you so much. I'm sorry it took so long for you to come on. We'd love to have you back almost on the Leslie Bonsi schedule where it's quarterly, because there's so much to talk about from a standpoint of Visit Pittsburgh. So thank you for your time.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. I had a quick tie. I actually had a sandwich on PTL a few months ago. At about 9 o'clock in the morning, it had French fries on it. And as Leslie was talking, I was like, I wonder what she would have thought of my French fry sandwich for breakfast. But it was honestly amazing.
Amazing.
Really, really good.
Of course it was.
Yeah, that's the coolest part. She doesn't shame. She's like the left ear and the right ear. She's talking in both sides. Go ahead, eat it. Don't worry.
That's right. Where does everybody find you and Visit Pittsburgh, more importantly, so that they know all of the amazing things happening?
You can find us, Visit Pittsburgh's everywhere. So all of our digital channels, all the social media channels, our website. One thing I will mention quickly, we would like to get residents to go to our site and check us out on digital media right now. We've got two initiatives going on. One is a tourism rebranding effort. So we're going to be relaunching a new tourism brand at the beginning of next year. And our long-term tourism master plan project are underway. We want to hear from residents and what they see the future of tourism is.
There's prizes
as well. So if they go on, it's a 2 or 3 minute survey. We ask them to do it. It's on our website. And there's prizes for people who participate.
We'll share it.
Great.
And then
we'll go on multiple
then we'll collect
times
the prizes.
It's Millie's ice cream, so you might already have access.
Look at them. We already have it. Yeah, I love it. I'm such a Northsider.
All right, you ready,
Jared,
for our
question of the day?
Go for it.
Go. You do it.
No, you could do it. If you were a fly on the wall, were you listening? If you were a fly on the wall anywhere, where could it be? And you can't repeat an answer. I just threw that in there.
Oh, okay. So I'm pretty nebby. I've adopted it. I'll be sitting at a bar or in a restaurant, and I'll find myself leaning over and just kind of going, what are you talking about? So I'm basically a fly on the wall wherever I go.
Okay, all right.
So
Fair enough.
Careful if you see me out and you're having a conversation that you want to keep private. Probably don't want to sit next to me.
That's the way my daughter, she has like a little radar that goes up around her head.
Oh, she does. She gets scuttlebutt.
It listens around the bar. Yeah, that's so funny.
That's so funny.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Time.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Bring on our musician one last time. He's in our 811 Call Before You Dig studio green room.
So I can believe my eyes now. What's strange feeling?
So our next guest is, it's not the pillow guy. That's the bottom line.
Or Cole Swindell. It's not the pillow guy. Like, are you glad that was your big announcement? Like, you're not the pillow guy? We joked with you ahead of time that Paige, who works on the script portion of the podcast, you know, she pulls all the information, and she, in a panic, texted me and said, I cannot find one thing on Matt Swindell. And I was like, well, did you ask Tracy? Because she's the one who booked him. And then Tracy was like, oops, it's Mike. So there you go. So we need to know a little bit more about you. Are you a Pittsburgher? Were you born here?
I was born in Fort Lauderdale, but I came up when I was probably a little after 1 year old. My parents were on a traveling sales crew, so that's how they met. My dad's
that's
a newfie.
So cool.
He's from Canada and all that stuff. So.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love that. So, that's cool.
But mainly Pittsburgher. You
know? Okay. How did your music career start?
I started young. Well, I was a singer when I was younger. So like my Uncle Charles is an opera singer for the Civic Light Opera. And also a teacher at the Pittsburgh Public Schools, and just kind of grew up singing, you know.
Wow. So I saw in the notes that they pulled together, you sang from what, New York to Nashville?
Yeah, I was in Nashville for a year in 2017. So I moved down there, did my thing in New York in 2012. So for the summer, it was a lot of fun. It's hot. It was
like
really
you just
hot.
Took, is this one of those things where you took your guitar and just kind of traveled and sang in the corners?
Well, I moved in Gallatin, Tennessee. So like I commuted probably about a 40-minute drive back and forth. But I met a lot of cool people and just like, you know, really cool people and just played. I played the Bluebird, Cafe Coco.
Really? Yeah.
My dad played.
Did a lot of writing down there. So like I had just put out an album with my band, The Tilt Room, and kind of went down there to write and gather myself, you know. So.
It kind of centers you, I guess.
A little bit,
right? Because it's basic life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you have to work and then go, you know, play and write. Yeah. So I was finding time. I just, you know, kind of reinvented myself, came up My album American Bittersweet, I just wrote the songs. My drummer is a teacher at Cal U, so I ended up one of the professors, Greg Davis, he's an engineer there, he's a really awesome guy. When I came back, he let me come in for about 2 sessions, and I just banged out 17 songs and made a demo. So I'm in the studio now with my drummer, Justin, and James Mason with Sweet Earth. He's been helping me out on the bass, and yeah, it's exciting. So it's Tonic Studios in McKeesport.
How about that?
Yeah. That is great. Wow. You know, often we've had, I'm trying to think, I think it's Old Whitetail, right? She did the Nashville thing and then came back to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. A couple people have done that. What have you seen as far as the music scene, as far as Pittsburgh expansion? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, actually, I feel like it's growing more and more. It's very eclectic. There's a lot of different musicians and artists as well, like just everyone. I mean, it's really like kind of well-rounded here. You know, just coming from Nashville and New York, New York was about 10 years ago, but yeah, Pittsburgh's definitely grown exponentially. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when you go to Nashville, you figure like, well, everybody's singing somewhere in breakfast. You go to coffee.
Yeah.
You know, we went down to Willie, Rachel's husband, right. Oh, there's this cool guitarist at this coffee shop at 8
o'clock. Yeah, I mean, it's all the time.
And,
yeah.
And I think like, well, that coffee shop singer is probably the level of a midday singer here in Pittsburgh. Used to be that way, but I think it's different now. I think that the Pittsburgh entertainment scene is much more talented than
I mean, it's like, yeah, maybe overall there's a lot. I mean, people have kind of flocked there from all around the world, but
sure.
It doesn't mean there's lack of talent here. Like,
yes.
It's still
right.
There. You know
That's
what I mean? Yeah,
point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I think we've learned over the years that so many pioneers of music especially started here, but didn't have the means of how do you get that word out? You know, so it's sort of this kept secret because they didn't know how to portray it.
Yeah, that's right. Like, my drummer's in a band called The Elemental. He was in the Tilt Room for a while, and he's opened up for the Clarks. They did I was at the Oaks Theater last weekend. So they did. It's actually a really cool place. So
Well done, really, really right?
Cool. Oh yeah, it was really wild walking in there. I'm like,
they've done a good job at it. You could tell that they were performers that created a space for performers.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah, it's totally cool. So, what's the one venue that's out of your reach right now in Pittsburgh? Whether it's a little hole in the wall or a big venue like used to be whatever they call that field, football field thing. And you know, what's the one venue that you just would really like to just go play there?
I'd like to play Stage AE.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
So I'm getting a band together. There's a violinist in Ohio I'd like to recruit. I don't know. I'm trying to get. I'm a solo guy, so but I make a lot of noise for one guy. But when it's the band's together, it's really cool.
The song that we are hearing in between the guests, it's cool. It has like a folk feel, but a punk feel as well.
So that's kind of how I started. I was probably 15. I started a punk band and metal, and then I kind of, you know, evolved. I just kept going. That's kind of what the next song I'm gonna play you is about. It's like about not giving up and just steadfast, you know. So because you evolve that way, you learn.
Yes.
You grow as a person and a musician. So
you do.
Yeah.
Great point. Where does everybody find you? Follow you?
So
all that good stuff.
I'm on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram at official Mike Swindell or Mike Swindell official, and then I have a website, MikeSwindell.net.
You're not quite Ron Smiley status where we have to walk in front of you and say, Mike Swindell's coming, but you're getting there with your official status. So we'll love it. Yeah.
But we are going to ask you.
Sorry, I didn't want to do the underscore thing, so I like to look
up.
Let's do the official. Big time.
We are going to ask you to sign an agreement that you do not give away the bathroom code to the fourth floor.
Oh, that was
here
brutal.
At Steel City
I got
Media.
Locked out. I was like, amazed. I was like, am I on the fourth floor?
We realized
the
second.
Oh, I was sweating out there. I'm like, I was brutal.
Well, what's funny is Rachel and I have now made a rule do not leave the studio without your phone.
I didn't have anyone's number.
Yeah,
so
right,
I was just saying,
right,
I'm like, should
right.
I hit up Tracy? Like,
but
this is embarrassing.
If you don't have a phone,
like, am I going to even be in here? Like, he just left his guitar. And
that is so funny. Typical us. All right, question of the day. You heard it. Where would you want to be a fly on the wall?
I was thinking of this. So, I'm a big Bill Burr is one of my favorite comedians. So, if he was, he's a big trash talker. So, if he was talking, just arguing with some Jagoff or whatever, I'd be like, I just want to hear how he approaches that and deals with, with that
That's
person. Shuts him down. Shuts him down. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
and by the way, you gave us, for those listening to the podcast, go back and look at the Facebook page from Saturday because you gave us a very Merry Christmas, you filthy Jagoff t shirt. That was pretty awesome.
We'll fight over who's wearing it.
Yeah. The song we're about to hear is what?
Called My Awakening. I wrote this one probably about 9 months or so ago, but I'm recording in the studio with a full band.
Sweet. So if you don't mind giving us a little bit of a music bed, and then you can kick right into it while we give our thank you. So thank you to, of course, Tracy and Colin and Monica and Paige, who all literally were in panic last night as we were changing our venue. And thank you to Steel City Media, the owners here, for allowing us to use Rachel's Kitchen.
Yeah, it's a great kitchen, isn't it? I'm glad I could have you all. And thank you to all of the patrons of the Zachary's Mission and the People's Gas Porch Tour. We are serious. We're going to continue this throughout the week. Please, you know, follow our social media so that you can see, you know, how you can donate. You can Venmo us at Yajagov Podcast. You can send items. We can post a wish list from Amazon. You can send Amazon gift cards. Anything is helpful. And again, these are for Zach Packs for families who are experiencing overnight, longer than usual overnight stays at multiple hospitals for children for their needs. So we've been collecting all summer long for Zachary's Mission. And basically, we're going to give you the prizes from like Millie's and Leo Carius Oil and Mary Mac Bakehouse and Yin's Lids and Sinbin Creations and Ernie Ritchie Sausage. Maybe we'll throw you something from there. Mancini's, the Ugly Dumpling, and the Mollet Robinson, and Grandpa Joe's, John's favorite candy store.
And so, North Country Brewing.
North Country Brewing with our beer. It has to be our beer, though, you people.
And we have to say thank you to our guests, Jared and Leslie. Jared, listen, that was a good creepy find, wasn't it?
You are a creeper. Yeah. John is the ultimate creeper.
And thank you to Leslie Bonsi. Always a pleasure. And great to see Ron Smiley again in his
Love
PTL
him.
Shirt. If you see him in his PTL shirt today,
Walk
take
away.
A selfie. No, take a selfie and tag us. So, and of course, thank you to our musician who is going to take us out with a song. Yeah.
Do you know what the letters MSRP mean? We usually hear it fast at the end of commercials, but Rorick Honda takes them seriously because it means manufacturer suggested retail price. That means they don't increase car prices to make a fast buck during a time of inflation. Rather, they can build relationships and sell cars. Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. And now,
here
Mike
we go.
Swindell.
Oh, hey, no worries. I'm a good mic holder. Yep. I was a good flashlight holder for my grandpap, too.
This one's called My Awakening. This will be a single I'll be releasing in the fall.
Now stuck to my lines, now I'm going off script. Now give me my voice, no I'm not done. I'm not done by a mile. No, I'm not giving up like that. Yeah, I'm broke down and tired, but I hold my head high. As I look through the skies, no, I'm not done. I'm not done by a mile. No, I'm not giving up like that yet. Yeah, we'll see how it goes, and I'll tell you the rest. When I know my line, yeah, that light is on me and I'm ready to shine. Let's put on a show. Yeah, the curtain will drop, but our tales won't live on through our creation. No, I'm not giving up like that. No, I'm not giving up like that. No, I'm not giving up like that. No, I'm not giving up. Yeah, I fought like hell, my heart's beating all the odds. And I broke out of my shell. No, I'm not done. I'm not done by a mile. No, I'm not giving up like that yet. Let's cut to the chase, I'm living on ball time. It's time to embrace all that comes my way. I'm not done by a mile. No, I'm not giving up like that yet.
tell you the rest when I know my line. Yeah, the backlight is on me and I'm ready to shine. Let's put on a show. Yeah, the garden will drop, but our tails won't live on throughout the time. No, I'm not giving up like that. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I'm not giving up like that. No, I'm not giving up like that. Oh, I'm not giving up like that. No, I'm not giving up like that. No, I'm not giving up like that. No, I'm not giving up like that.